Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, is there a net tonight?
Could be. I haven't heard anybody say anything. I wasn't watching the clock that closely, but you're quite correct. I'll see if I can find somebody and send zero to you. That was, but go ahead, sir.
I gotta get my computer up and I'll call it.
You sounded different tonight, Patrick. Sorry about that. And the TV's on over here. We're watching Life Below Zero. See you in a little bit, Patrick. Thanks. And Gus, KO4HKX is going to call the net, so thanks for hollering about it there. This is in Gerald TR.
CQ, this is the Blue 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by Radio Society. And all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. With that, we will begin tonight with our pre-net check-ins, and we just got a few of them, so take just a second. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, down in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mel, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Pat, K4OSH, out of Malden. Then we'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And with that, we've got a couple EchoLink stations waiting, so we're going to jump over there and allow them to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, Alpha Alpha 4, Golf Hotel Gus in Southwest Florida. Good evening, all.
Net control, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Fort Lauderdale. Negative and negative. 73 to all.
4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he's down there in Southwest Florida, Punta Gorda, Florida, I believe is where he's located. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4WTQ. That's Mr. Greg, and he is down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And thank you, gentlemen, for coming in here and checking in. I do appreciate it. With that, we'll move on over to our RF section. And tonight, we will start with India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James in Bonus Mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you and Miss Elise are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and to your bride, Miss Elise. And good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
KX. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. My name is Mark. I'm near Belton, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative.
KX. Anybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, and thanks for calling the net tonight, Patrick.
HKX. Please check in. Out of order, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, KA5WLL, Leroy Taylors, negative and negative. Thank you for calling it out. I'm going to try to give you a call sometime tomorrow.
HKA, and I have a question for you before you go too long, too. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu India. KI4LZI. Inc. Table Rock. No traffic. The only thing I got is a question about the website.
Power being back on over there. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, AF4LV. Thank you, sir, for stopping in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, down there in Greenville. Ken, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, and he is down there in Taylor's. And Leroy, anytime should be good. I'll try to answer as long as I've not got a customer in front of me. If not, I will call you right back as soon as I get freed up, sir. With that, we will try again. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HCAT.
With Andy, KI4DOS.
KI4LZI, Andy. Table Rock. No traffic. Anybody here tonight, sir. Is the Briar's website back working right? Every time I've tried it, past 2 or 3 days, and I come up Briars.cc, I get nuts. Then I just hear Jim recognize some pre-net check-in, so is it back working? That's really all I want to know from somebody. KI4LZI.
KO4HX. Andy, I do not know. I have not tried it. I know if that I can pull it off the program that Dave wrote for us is the only reason I have them. So I have not tried it. But I will jump over there right quick and give it a try.
8 days of the week, I'd like to be able to do that because Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm usually on HF here listening to something. But I ain't been able to get it to come up to even do a pre-net. That's the main reason I was wondering about it. KI4LZI.
HKX. Picking up the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a little bit. And I've tried the website and doesn't come up for me. 7-3.
KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, down there at Table Rock. And it did not come up for me either. I was trying that right quick. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. Let me get home down there in Greer. And Larry, I will be back around to you shortly for comment. So I do appreciate you bringing along Miss Donna with you. With that, we've got another EchoLink station, so we're going to pause right here and allow them an opportunity to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, Patrick, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa, Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself all on the net. Negative and negative this evening.
We're Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, I hope you and Miss Jennifer have had a good week. And thank you, sir, for stopping in here and checking in with me. I do appreciate that. With that, we're going to move on up to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
Patrick. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta, Mike, Whiskey, Rick. We're both at Piedmont, both B negative and negative, and by telephone relay. Please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike, Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
HKX to Blue Ridge Community Net. We'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They made their home down there in Piedmont, and Miss Lorena, it's good to hear you tonight. And by telephone relay, they bring along their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and she is down there in Ware Shoals. And thank you for checking the family in tonight, Miss Lorena. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Brock, KM4NAF, down there in Gaffney. And Brock, thank you for coming by. That's the first time you've checked in with me, so just to let you know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. We have a different net controller, and we'd love to have you check in as often as you can, and you had a really good signal in here, so I do appreciate you stopping by tonight. With that, we will try again. Mike Dupapa, Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX. Pause, we're going to move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Sir Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLD. This is Chris Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris. Good evening.
This is KO4HKX on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice have had a wonderful day. And thank you for stopping by tonight. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. He's down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. And I will have to see what I can find out about the question you asked me there in a text message. But I will work on that tomorrow. With that, we're going to try again. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-Minute. We're going to move on up to Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Sir, please check in Kilo 4 X-Ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. SKQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening, Dunar 1 on that.
X. Police and everyone on the net, please check in N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo. I'm Shane at home in Cleveland tonight. No traffic, no table. Thanks for picking up the net, Patrick.
HKX. Patrick, thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
For HKX, please check in November 4, Victor Uniform Tango. That's N4VUT. This is Jamie in Tigerville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along his bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD, and they make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, thank you for coming by and checking you and Miss Angela in. Next, we'd like to welcome my good friend Shane, N4ZLK. He's down there in Cleveland. Shane, good to hear you tonight, and you might have to get your radio put back in that truck so you can talk during the day. And I hope you and Miss Beth have a good evening. And tell her we said hello. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH, down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome another one of our superstars from the last week or two. That's Mr. Jamie, N4VUT, down there in Tigerville. And Jamie, good to hear you tonight. Jamie was a big help at the warehouse and just anything we needed to do. Do appreciate you coming out and helping out with everything. And I hope you have been doing well this week. With that, we'll try again. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we're going to move up to the top of the alphabet. When Alpha 2 Delta, Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. thanks for calling in that tonight, Patrick. I was a little late getting in here. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic, no queue tonight. When you were calling that first group, the India Through Lima group, when you were reading back the check-ins, you and Andy doubled and Andy won out. Over.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make the home very easily. And Gary, just so you know, your signal is really rough tonight. It's dropping in and out, and there's a hum in the background.
Better?
One was better.
I'll have to see what's going on with this other radio.
I just want to let you know, so you telling me I need to go back and call India through Lima and recognize them again, correct?
Not necessarily, but it would be good to go back and, just go through those folks again to let them know that you did copy them the first time around, but you were reading them back and you and Andy doubled and Andy won out. But, yeah, he's a lot closer to the antenna than you are.
I will, when I finish the alphabet, before I start the all call, I will go back and recognize them just to make sure we got everybody. Thanks for letting me know that, though, Gary.
Let me know about my audio on that other radio. I'll take care of it, too.
With that, we're going to try again Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
Control. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha, Foxtrot, Tango. Michael and Central. Going to be negative and negative.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we'd like to welcome Michael, K4AFT, down there in Central. Michael, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by. I do appreciate that. With that, we're going to move up to the patient group tonight, and that is Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey. No traffic, one comment, and I'll be monitoring.
4HKX. Patrick, thanks for being there. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Kettle, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative. Thanks.
4HKX. W4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's. Negative and negative, over.
HKX. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. Please check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. That's K4HNR. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
KO4 HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ed in 4EDW, and he makes his home over in Brevard. Just out the road from me. And Ed, I will be back to you for your comment shortly, okay? Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4 easing in over there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you, sir, for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down there in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you tonight, sir, and thank you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Connor, K4HNR, and he is down there in Greenville. Connor, good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping by. Do appreciate that. And we'll pause right here and give Ed a chance to make his announcement. N4EDW, go ahead with your announcement.
EDW, this is both amusing and a warning to everyone. I received a message on email a couple of days ago saying that I've been careless lately with my looking at girly videos on the web, which I don't do. And he goes on to say, send him $1,900 by Bitcoin. It's a scare tactic, and it's just a warning to everybody. The best thing to do with this kind of message is just erase it without going anywhere within it, with no link, just erase it and be done with it. Over.
Good information. information, and thank you for bringing it to the group. And hopefully everyone realizes that it is just a fishing expedition, as they like to call it, and doesn't click on it, just delete it and move on. That's the best thing you can do with that. But thank you for bringing that information in here to us. I do appreciate that, and I'm sure everyone else does too. But with that, we're going to pause right here, and I'm going to go back and recognize the India Do Lima group since we had a double there, and I did not catch it, just so everybody knows that they got checked in. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. And Sid, hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. Then we'd like to welcome Mark, AF4LV, down there in Belton. Mark, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for coming in here. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, down in Greenville, and thank you for stopping by. With that, I apologize for not catching that and earlier, but I want to make sure everybody gets recognized and they get checked in. But with that, we are going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKB, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic. Thanks for everything.
KO4HKX, the Blue Team Internet. We'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, our Monday Night Net Controller, KO4JKV, and he makes his home up there in Asheville. And Duncan, you going to be around for a comment? Is that what I got?
I was just in and out, but I'll listen to see what's going on. I might chime in. Over.
I just wanted to clarify that and make sure I heard you right. And Gary, are you going to be around for comments? I forgot to ask you.
4DOS.
Okay. Was cutting in and out. I don't know what's going on over there tonight.
The antenna. I'm going to swap antennas. I'll be back.
We'll go ahead and make a call again. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. 4DOS. You back yet? This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
Hey, better.
I can hear you now.
Larry, go ahead. I'll be here for comments. I'll tell you what happened when before we get to that point.
KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX. Just step away for a minute. And with that, I think, Gary, you're next. KI4DOS, please call KO4HKX.
HKX and Annette, KI4DOS. Well, good evening, Patrick. Good evening to all on the net. Sorry, I'm having some antenna problems. I thought it might be the radio, so I swapped radios, but I swapped both radios and antenna. So while you were talking, I swapped over to the antennas, and the beam is not getting into the repeater. So evidently I've got something amiss because of the storm. Because I didn't have any trouble with it before that, so that's another reason for me to drop my antennas down, drop the tower over and check all that stuff out. I may do that not tomorrow, but maybe the next day.
Well, Gary, I hate you having trouble like that, but with the storm we had, I'm surprised more of us are not having trouble. And hopefully it's something simple, maybe just a little bit of water and a connection or something like that. Or it could be one of those guy wires hanging down and touching. You never know. So when you get ready to do it, please let me know and I'll come by and give you a hand. That way you got some help there.
I don't know. I'll probably either do it
Thursday or Friday, one of the two. Don't know which day because I'm trying to plan on doing something else on Saturday.
Well, you know how that antenna work goes. You make plans and then they get shot all to pieces.
Well, I've been busy today. I went out there and you saw those shelves that I was putting together out there in the barn. I got them together and got that all stood up. Boy, I tell you what, that is not an easy chore for one man to do, put those things together. But I got them together and started unloading. I pulled my little trailer in there and unloaded it, so now I can use it to pick up limbs and stuff all over the yard. I don't mind using the tractor for that, but I can get more in that trailer than I can get in the bucket of that tractor.
And it's a lot easier climbing up off that trailer than it is that tractor, too. Enough times up and down that thing, and it'll wear you out.
Well, that's all right. We'll get it done eventually. And if we don't, it won't matter anyway. But, you know, told me about it last week that I was having some radio problems. And I hadn't checked it out until tonight, and I thought maybe everything was, just because maybe the repeater was messed up or something up there on the mountain. But it wasn't on the mountain this time. It was down here at the house, and it is my beam antenna. So I'm going to have to get up there and check it out. Well, I won't get up there. I'll drop it down and walk out the front yard and look at it. Where I can reach it. But I got an idea of what it is. It won't take long to fix it. It just take longer to drop it down and raise it back up, and we'll fix it.
Do that. Well, Gary, there is the Echolink station, so let me jump over there and see if they want to check in right quick. I'm going to pause right here. Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please check in Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo K4LWE, Larry in Denver, Colorado.
This is KO4HKX, the Brewers Community Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, K4LWE, out there in Denver, Colorado. And Larry, you win our long distance award tonight. You have definitely got that everybody beat. And thank you for coming in here. I do appreciate it. And are you going to be around for a comment?
Not this evening. I need to be short time. Thanks for picking me up. Back to you, Net Control.
Roger that, Larry. Well, you take care out there and stay safe. And thank you for checking in here tonight with us. With that, we'll jump back over to Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX and Annette, KI4DOS. Patrick, grab them people when you can get them. Our numbers have been off a little bit from what they were, and they're starting to come back up, but as the power comes back on and the Internet gets back up and that sort of stuff, but still down a little bit. We'll make it through. This has happened. Well, it hadn't happened exactly like this before, but it has happened in the past. Yeah, things don't always stay. That's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Appreciate you calling the net. Sorry I was a little late getting in here. At least we got it covered. That's the main thing. And, Joy looked at me. She said, did you need to be on standby for the net? And I looked up, and it was almost 5 after then, and I said, oh, goodness, let me run in there. I turned the computer on and all that stuff, just like you did. But you told somebody on the radio that you'd grab it as soon as your computer came up. But I do appreciate you taking the net tonight, and we'll say 7-3 for now. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Talk to you later there, my friend, 7-3. KL4HKX in the net, KI4DOS.
HKX and Brothers 2 Meter Net. Yeah, Gary, I was sitting in there about to doze off, and I heard Gus come across and ask if there was going to be a net tonight. And I looked up and seen what time it was. Yeah, I jumped up and come in here and told Tom I would pick it up. Mr. Ariel must have had something come up where he couldn't make it and caught us kind of off guard, but we managed. But you tell Joy we said hello and good to hear you tonight, and if you need some help with that antenna, please let me know and I'll be glad to stop by. I will actually be in that area tomorrow afternoon. I've got to run over to see Ernie and Miss Vanessa and pick up some stuff. So just let me know. With that, we will see again if we got any check-ins, and then I'll go move back up there to Mr. Larry. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Check in November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo, Dude and Easley.
4HKX and Brothers Premier Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Dude, N4AZE, down there in Easley. And, dude, we've been missing you in the morning the last couple of days. I guess you've been sleeping in. And you please tell Miss Vicky that we said hello. And good to hear you on here tonight. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with me.
Maybe get the radio out of the kitchen here is where I had it. So I took it downstairs and hadn't hooked it up to any, hadn't figured out where to hook it up yet. But I got this little handheld I brought. I forgot about it.
Lose Miss Vicky's radio now. She would carry that thing around listening to me all day long.
Handheld stays right here. It's out of the way. But I had the, she had moved it. You know, I had a hum the other night. She had moved the radio out of the way, and she put it on top of the power supply, and I didn't think about it. I think that's what's causing the hum.
Well, but good to hear you tonight, and thank you for stopping in here, and again, been missing you every morning, so look forward to hearing you when you get your radio set back up. I do appreciate you coming in here tonight with us.
Very good to talk to you. N4AZE.
Said that, we're going to jump back up and see if Mr. Larry's back yet. KK4JBQ, please call KO4HKX.
HKX, do you hear me now?
Hey, go ahead with your comment.
This is KK4JBQ. I most senior moments are explainable. Some of them are not. So, I don't know which one this falls into, but here I am getting ready to answer your call to have a little comment on this net. And little known to me, I was interrupting another net on another frequency. I have a Kenwood TMV-71A, and it has actually two radios in it, and you can monitor one while, so what had happened is inadvertently I had switched over to the other radio within this one chassis. And the one thing about, now this is something that everybody should be aware of, including me, when you key down, you can't hear a thing except your own voice. And so when I finished, you know, that took a little while. When I finished, I heard some unfamiliar voices commenting about, who is that fella? I'm embarrassed. And I just blame it on a senior moment. KK4JBQ.
Sorry, I had to laugh a little bit because when I come in here to call the net, I had my radio on crossband repeat, and I've got a Kenwood, and it was on the other frequency I used for my crossband repeat. So I made the whole first part of the preamble across that frequency instead of the 610. So I've done the same thing, so it's not necessarily a senior moment.
Well, it's just a mistake that we hams can make, I suppose. and I'll make sure I'm talking, and then I'll come back.
It's going to happen when you got a radio with dual VFO. Of course, for this Kenwood, the VFO selector is the volume knob for that VFO, and they're both on the right-hand side of the radio, and it's when I have the exact same radio in my tool truck, and it's right above the steering wheel, and sometimes I'll bump it when I'm getting up to go back into the box of the truck. So I have taught myself to always look at the little light up there, and it lets me know which VFO I'm on.
That's it exactly. Anyway, what I had said when I was talking on the other frequency is that I had listened to the Mount Mitchell repeater for hours this week, and it doesn't cease to amaze me how the outpouring of love and concern for your neighbor up there in North Carolina, they really got slammed up there, and such a great loss of life, and more than just the inconvenience that Donna and I experienced here, we were a few days without certain creature comforts and hot food, and, you know, inconsequential when you look at the loss that folks up there have endured. And it just does not, it does not stop amazing me. The number of folks who have reached out, used their skills, those amateur radio operators who are working night and day to make sure that people are given a little relief. And I know you've been among them, Patrick. I just want to be one person to say that God sees everything, and how pleased he must be. AK4, JBQ.
It is definitely heartbreaking to hear some of the stories that are coming out of there and see some of the videos of that. And it was definitely trying at times to be on this end of the radio, knowing I couldn't do anything other than relay information that were pretty drunk and pretty dire early Friday morning. And that's all I could do was try to get the information and pass that traffic. Now, that was an important part of doing that. But me personally, I like to, if I see somebody in need or hear somebody in need, I like to try to help. It's just who I am. I've always been that way. And not bragging on myself by any means, because by the grace of God, he's given me that talent to do that and the ability. But it was just heartbreaking to hear some of the things that come across this repeater Friday.
Well, I do believe that in some way, these particular days in October and November will be chronicled in history. And I hope to get a look at that one day. I don't know. I was talking to a friend not long ago, and I says, you know, if this doesn't make QST a very long article, I will be terribly surprised. Sometimes the events of what we experience as human beings, well,
they're carved into stone. They matter a great deal, far and wide, because if one family is affected, the effects echo along a chain of people that they know, and people who know them, and so on and so forth. It goes on forever, but it should be written down. And I hope there are people out there with those skills who are attempting to do that and make sure that it's never forgotten. All the things, and I don't want to discuss the things that were short-sighted, the things that were misleading, those things that have to be seen. Unfortunate consequences. I heard that there were people trying to interfere with the efforts. Hijinks, you might call them. You know, we've experienced something of that on this frequency. But if you can imagine, to interrupt something like that, an effort like that, it's criminal. Anyhow, it's going on, and it's making me just so proud to be amongst my neighbors and the people. You know, I was raised in the South, and just over the mountains from the area that was so affected. Concern for my own people that are still back in Tennessee. I just don't know. My thoughts get all jumbled up, and anyhow, I wanted to take an opportunity here to say how grateful I am to know folks like yourself and others that I have listened to this week. And you've all made me so proud. KK4JBQ.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge Community Net. Larry, as I've said many times over the last couple of weeks, it wasn't me doing it because I can't do it without the people on the other end of the radio. Is a community that came together and rallied around trying to help one another and be there for people that didn't have the ability to communicate, that needed help. That was amazing to be a part of. Yes, there was interference on this repeater at times Friday and Saturday and Sunday. People on here with the little noisemakers and different things. And I just had to put it aside and talk over them and move on and do what I could do. And they didn't hang around long, but they were here and they were causing problems and interfering. And unfortunately, we have people that's how they get their joy, is trying to inflict pain on other people and hardship. So they're always going to be a part of life. There's nothing we're going to do to stop them. All we can do is pray for them and leave it in His hands.
Agree. And it's fortunate for us, those of us whose concern cannot extend as far and do as much as others have done. It's great to have this opportunity, you might say, this opportunity to forgive, as you say, because that can put an end to it. You know, if it just festers and becomes, you know, a real thing because you can't get off your mind, well,
that's detrimental to you personally, you know? And I never understood that as a child, what it was to have a creator as we do that offers us things as complex as taking our frustrations and moving into another place so that we can go on. That's an amazing thing. Well, what else can we talk about? I don't know. That's been a very big event to continue on probably for, I don't know, weeks, maybe even months to come. It's just a pleasure to talk with you, Patrick, and I thank you again for picking up the net and making the every day of the world thing. I've only been around here for, say, 12 years now, and every day this net has been a part of my life. Sometimes not a big part, other times I've sat at this radio and listened to things that I just had not understood about amateur radio, and this is one of them. This is what we've experienced in the last few weeks is one of them. I had no idea it could be such an important thing to so many people, and that the generosity that I hear is so impressive. Anyway, Patrick, you have a good evening. I would ask you, before I go, tell me something about your day today. KK4 JBQ.
I had a pretty uneventful day today, which was a welcomed event after the last few weeks. It was just run my route, no problems. The truck didn't break down. I made it through the day. It was a little slow, but it gave me a chance to reconnect with everybody and check on them and spend some time with my customers that I have made friends with over the years. And, you know, just that those relationships. So I really don't know what else to say about it.
Well, that was plenty right there, especially the part about reconnecting with your customers. I've been in occupation like that myself, having customers that become regulars, and you're proud to see them. You know them by name. For me, they would come to my counter, whether they were looking for a piece of jewelry, or they were picking up a repair, or on another job, if they were interested in the cameras that I was selling. You come to think of them as part of, you know, they become part of your world. They're not your family or anything. But they can stand there and just tell you some of the some things that ordinarily doesn't come up. And, you know, they just impress you as a very friendly person. Your customers must be that way.
And I don't know, somebody told me a long time ago, if with business, if you make friends and make them comfortable, then it's much easier to do business with them, and that means. Now, that does draw, you have to draw some lines in there. They are customers, so you do have to draw a few lines. But it does make it easier to do business with people that you're friends with at times.
And I can assure you that when you retire, there will be many things that you reflect on, things of, you know, part of your ordinary day that became extraordinary. I had an older fellow come to my counter once with his lovely wife. We were talking, and she noticed that he wasn't there anymore. Now, I looked around the store thinking maybe that he just walked off. He was, you know, talking to somebody else or something. But he had had a heart attack, and he was laying at her feet. And, you know, that changed everything that day. Oh, my. And, you know, it's just things like that. Real life happens. And every once in a while you think you've got it all in control. And you know what you're going to say next, and you know how things ought to turn out. But sometimes surprise will just slap you in the face and say, wake up, pay attention. Patrick, you take care, won't you? And we hope to talk to you again real soon. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, sir.
It's good to talk to you tonight, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a good day tomorrow and the rest of the week also. And thanks for coming around and ragtuning with us for a few minutes tonight. But with that, I'm going to throw out a call and see if we can get a few more check-ins here. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HX.
Net control. I was off of the late check-in. Let's see if we can get me checked in there. I've been here soon, but I didn't have so many things to do there. This is Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango, KC4 PLT, and up in the Grace, Georgia. Good to hear you in there. You always do a great job calling the net. You and Gary both does. Good evening to you and everyone else. And maybe I'll make you hear a lot sooner the next time. KC4 PLT.
I would like to welcome Mr. Richard, KC4 PLT, down there in Pendergrass, Georgia. And Richard, good to hear you tonight, and you're never late. We can check you in, so I'm glad to have you tonight, and just appreciate you being there with us. So with that, we'll try again one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HX.
4LZI, but I don't know that you can answer it, but you say with the website like it was, you was able to copy those three or four pre-net check-ins?
I think there's a way you can go in somewhere else and do it. I'm not 100% sure on that, Andy. You'd have to talk to Dave on that, but I've heard him say there was another way you could go do that, but I don't really know what it is.
Problem is with all this computer stuff, I make nothing about it. Well, every time I've tried here lately, I put in the briars.cc, nothing comes up. That's the only way I ever knew, but if you happen to talk, I'm not sure if Dave's doing it or ZEW's doing it, but if you know for sure who's doing it, kind of keeping it up, let them know that there's some kind of issue with the website. I don't know what it is, but every time I try to go on it, I can't get it to come up with it pre-net or even just to look something other else up. So that's really all. If you, whoever's doing it, let them know about it. KI4LZI.
Basecax. Andy, I will make a point to speak to Dave tomorrow about that. But in the meantime, if you reach out during the daytime and just let me know that you're not going to be around, I can check you in by telephone relay or early check-in. I don't mind doing that at all.
Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, I'm usually on the HS spectrum, and that's usually what I'm doing, and I'm not going to be here personally here, but I had been doing it that way, and I'll keep checking it to see if it gets straightened out, and whoever, let them know that something's wrong. I don't know that back way, as you're saying. My computer knowledge is very limited. Back to you, KI4LZI.